About 13,000 Golden Valley Electric Association customers had no power yesterday morning. Electricity was restored to more than half of them through the day Thursday, and GVEA spokeswoman Corrine Bradish says line crews working overnight brought additional businesses and homes back online.
We now estimate that approximately 3,000 members are still without power.
Bradish says the focus is to get more densely populated neighborhoods back online first, then move into more remote areas.
So there will be some members that are going to be without power into the weekend, especially in outlying areas where there's a lot more trees and power lines.
Bradish says the storm that moved through the area Wednesday and Thursday resulted in unusually widespread damage impacting a broad range of power infrastructure.
Just about everything. Service drops, and that's the line that connects the home to our distribution line. Cross arms, transformers, you name it. Insulators, everything.
Among safety concerns are down power lines as well as the improper use of generators and alternative heat sources as temperatures dip towards zero. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.